Unit 7, Recording 2.
Have you seen this picture? Look, what do you think?
What do you mean, what do I think?
Well, would you tell him to stop, or would you let him just carry on?
Well, I wouldn't tell him to stop, no. Why? Why would I tell him to stop?
Well, because, you know, if you let him carry on, then he's going to cut himself or fall into the river or something, isn't he?
Oh, come on, surely you don't think that.
Why not? There's water there, and he's holding an axe, you know, quite a dangerous-looking axe, actually. I mean, he could fall over and hit his head on a rock or something.
Oh, that's ridiculous. There's no real danger. You can't honestly think that. Let him fall in the water if he doesn't work it out for himself first, and that way he'll learn, hopefully, from his mistakes, so next time he'll be more careful. If you tell him what to do or what not to do all the time, then he'll never learn to think for himself.
So, I suppose you've got a point about thinking for yourself. It's just that, as a parent or a mother, I just think I would just naturally stop him.
Well, that's just mollycoddling.
No, it isn't. I couldn't stand back and watch him hurt himself. Where's the logic in that? You can't wait for accidents to happen and then think about what you should have done to stop it and prevent it. You have to be proactive.
Well, I'm with you 100% on that, but there is no accident here. It just doesn't make sense to me. There's no real danger. The worst thing that's going to happen is that he's going to fall in the stream and get wet, which is hardly a disaster, is it?